Among the nine arrested were an 82-year-old, a young seminary student, and Michael Snell Feikema, a coordinator for the Community Solidarity with Poultry Workers group in Harrisonburg. According to Snell Feikema, several dozen people had gathered on public ground outside of the Cargill plant in Dayton, in part to commemorate the anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination.
What King was doing in Memphis has so much in common with this situation here with the poultry workers.
The group also had a petition for Cargill calling for it to reinstate three fired union supporters and to, quote, desist all retaliation against such workers. When some of the group entered Cargill property to deliver that petition, even after being told not to, they were arrested and charged with Class 1 misdemeanors. They were later released. Snell Feikema's concerns extend to the government agencies responsible for protecting workers.
When it comes to Cargill private property, bang, the law is down there right now. But workers can be not getting the treatment they deserve. That can go on for years and years and years, and there's no notice taken.
Cargill, in a statement last night, denied having fired three employees for their union organizing efforts and said protests must be conducted, quote, legally and ethically. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.